An advisory committee in Connecticut has released its second report on civic and public participation in the state, showing how publicly involved people are. The information is a mixed bag ahead of a major election year. The report evaluates how involved people are in public life through indicators such as voting, volunteering, and memberships in groups or organizations. Connecticut's Civic Health Advisory Group released its first report in 2011, working with the National Conference on Citizenship and the Hartford-based Everyday Democracy. The foundation's executive director, Martha McCoy, co-chairs the advisory group.
When we think about it, it's how we contribute as individuals and families to the common good. It's how we take that kind of individual or family action, for example, volunteering or charity, but it's also how well we connect with other people and how well we cross divides to work with people that we may not already know.
According to the data, Connecticut ranks above the national average when it comes to charitable giving, volunteering, voting, and attending public meetings. But with just 35% of residents belonging to a community group, the state ranks 36th nationally. New York ranks 45th, Massachusetts 43rd, New Hampshire 19th, and Vermont is 3rd. The report concludes demographic and socioeconomic factors define trends in civic participation. For example, 37% of those with at least a bachelor's degree volunteer, while just 13% of people without a high school diploma do. That trend holds true when comparing household incomes. Those with more money volunteer more. Secretary of State Denise Merrill is the advisory committee's other co-chair.
There's a stark contrast in our state between the wealthy and the poor, the so-called two Connecticuts. It's as evident in civic behavior as it is in education and health and the many other factors that we have tracked. So despite a general high level of educational attainment in our state, people who are poor or have lower levels of formal education participate less in our government at all levels.
The report includes information from a well-being survey of about 17,000 Connecticut residents in all 169 municipalities conducted by Data Haven. Mary Buchanan is a project manager with the nonprofit.
Residents of wealthy towns, mostly in Fairfield County, and residents of urban core neighborhoods. 95% of residents in wealthy Connecticut towns trust their neighbors. Just 62% of residents of urban core neighborhoods do, so that's a 33% gap.
Advisory Committee Co-Chair McCoy says the report is a blueprint for improvement.
Research shows us that civic health is really critical to all other kinds of health in our state. For example, we know that civic health is directly related to how well we do in times of deep trouble, such as economic recession or when a natural disaster hits. If we have the bonds of trust to work with each other or to create opportunities for each other in those times, we will fare better.
She offered an example of where work needs to continue.
When you look across, for example, Latino communities or African American communities or Asian American communities in our state, they are really, you're seeing a lot of associating. You're seeing a lot of group membership. You're seeing a lot of membership in faith communities, often more so than in the white communities. And so what we really are lacking in our state, and we're working on this, but we have to keep working on it, is creating those bridges between that form of informal or group joining association and being tapped into for having a voice in the public sphere.
Secretary Merrill says gains associated with online voter registration and Election Day registration enacted over the past few years are not shown in the report because it covers 2011 to 2013. She says presidential election years are the best time to educate about the importance of civic participation. Stressing the benefit of developing habits when young, the Democrat says she is working with the Education Department on a program that recognizes schools, teachers, and students that engage in community service and voting efforts.
I think recognizing action where it's effective is the only way you can convince people that group action does make a difference. And in fact, it is the only thing that ever has.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.